Blog Talk Radio.
Angel of melody. Where we're coming in unity.
Angels, angels, angels.
Angel of melody. We're coming in unity.
You have just tuned in to the Angels of Melody Outreach Ministries, where we're coming together in unity. Stay tuned and be blessed as Evangelist Tanya Johnson brings you a word from the Lord right here on 1440 WDRJ.
He's the watcher, he's the waiter, and he's the listener.
He's the watching, He's the waiting, and He's the listening. He's the watching, and He's the waiting, and He's the listening. But people, He's the watching, He's the waiting, He's the listening.
Whenever you pray, whatever you ask for, I will give it to you. I will give it to you. Ooh, yes, I will. Whenever you pray, whatever you ask for, I'll provide it for you. I'll provide it for you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. I am Evangelist Tanya Johnson, and I greet you tonight with peace and with love. We thank you all for those of you that's in all of Africa, that's all in Italy and Ireland, the UK, here in the United States of America, wherever at around the world that you are tuning in at, we just want to say God bless you on tonight. And normally I come on in the morning, up in the daytime on Saturday, but I had some guests that was here earlier. So that's why we're doing a nightly broadcast tonight. But normally I I do night Monday through Friday, but still we thank God that we're on tonight, and we're coming to you tonight with preaching, praying, and singing from around the world. And so we just thank God. You will hear all kinds of clippings of different powerful message and singing and music, and you will hear it. Just tune in. It's 2 hours of this that's going to be going on nonstop, 2 hours. I might every now and then butt in and say a little something, but other than that, you will just hear nothing but music from different artists, preaching. You're going to hear it all, and we just thank God for that on tonight. And also, I just want to thank all of you that was praying for my Aunt Clarine. We had got word tonight that when they pulled her off the breathing machine, she was breathing on her own, and that her eyes opened up, and she may not be talking right now or really moving, but we know God is going to finish the job. He's going to finish the healing, and we just thank God. We thank God for Judah Royal Priesthood on tonight, Nana Kwabena. We thank God for all of our artists on tonight. A lot of them have new songs that you're going to hear on tonight as well, and so we just thank God for you all. So right now, we're just going to keep this thing moving and going. We're going to start it off with Nana Kwabena. I want to give a shout-out to him on tonight, and we thank God for him. He has a new cut called All Because of You, Jesus Died. And so we just thank God. So right now, we're going to start it off with him, and then right after him, you're going to hear Royal Priesthood featuring Lyrical Soldier in Will You Still Love Him? And so I just thank God for them as well. We got Father Lottie VKP there in Kenya. You're going to be hearing him. You're going to be hearing Obi Praise. I'm gonna Make Am. You're going to hear Ernest Darko, all kind of worship. You're going to hear it tonight, some great preaching, encouragement on tonight. And so we're just going to start it off and just keep on moving. So God bless you, and we pray that you will be blessed and enjoy this wonderful, powerful program.
Because of you. Lyrical Soldier, RP, Dakota, would you still love God?
Even if it takes everything away from you.
The silver and gold is mine, that is the part that away from you now. Would you still love me? Would you still love me? The head of the Lord and the fullness thereof, but if it doesn't grab all that you want, would you still love him? Would you still love him? What if it makes you cry?
Listen up, yo. What if it turns a deaf ear to your cry and your tears and remain silent even when you cry aloud? Would you still love them or you would hate him now? Would you let your uncle hold or you would let it go? Would you hold his name in high esteem and keep serving? Keep preaching the word of God and winning souls? Or you would yet cross, curse, go, switch lanes, walk away, stay away, never to return again? And if he takes your only brother for a reason, would you serve him for a season and treason will be the reason? Or you swag his name around, repping harder like your brother did? Or you would throw the Jesus piece into the trash can? The Jebusites are hating, your brother's asking questions. Where is the God you've been preaching every day? Would it be God over money or money over God? Would you hit your chest and raise your hand and say, I still love him?
The silver and gold is mine, that is the part that I win from you now. Would you still love me? Would you still love me? The head of the Lord and the fullness thereof, but if it doesn't grant all that you want, would you still love him? Would you still love him? What if it makes you cry? Oh, and you will. Oh, would you still love him?
Mother, she would take me over to churches back then. You know, the pastors, they stayed on the same church, on the same property where the church was. And Mama used to take me over to church, and she would sit on the organ and sit me next to her, and she'd sing some of them old songs. And she would teach me how to worship by doing it. Isn't that somehow we ask kids to worship and praise, but we can't get out from behind the pew? We're going to support them while they go down there. But Mama would get on the organ, and she would sing some of those old songs, and just bless me. I can remember some of those old songs like, I need thee, oh, Lord, I need thee.
Lord, I want the world to know of my pain and my issue right now. I got something that's sure enough works, and it's words from yesterday. Oh, yeah. But I got a made up mind tonight. I'm gonna worship you, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, just declare that over your life right now. Come on, speak it into existence. Come on, healing me. I'm worship. Healing me. I'm gonna worship. Come on, just declare it right now. One more time. Come on, just say it right now. Come on, let me hear you say, healing me. I'm gonna worship. I got a made up mind tonight. I'm not gonna lay down and die from this thing. I may die, but it won't be from this situation. Because I got a made up mind. Come on, can you just declare this with me and say, I'm gonna worship you. God, you need to know that I'm not coming back. But God, I'm gonna give you all the glory.
By the power of the Holy Ghost and through the ministry of angels, that men will be set in the right place on your way. Set in the right place on your way for your favor. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It is producing results now. Favor is yours. Everywhere you go, favor is yours. On the right hand and on the left, favor is yours. In the name of Jesus Christ, favor is yours. It's yours. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are favored by the power of the Spirit of God. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Thank you, Lord Jesus. May God's Spirit rest upon you. May the anointing of the Holy Spirit, as now that He's lifting you to another level, may He not only bless you, but make you a blessing, as He has said. Say amen. Some of you, there are things that have limited you for a long time. They are already breaking away from your life. There are some of you can't understand how that you have been hardworking. You have done everything you should have done. Yet, there has been a limitation. The anointing has come. So take away the limitation.
May his grace rest upon you. May the beauty of the Lord shine upon you. The anointing of the Spirit of God on your life. Oh, yes. May the glory of God be manifested in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The blessings for which you are thanking God today are yours in abundance. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The presence of God will be with you in your going out and in your coming in. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you. They will go from one level of glory to another. From glory to glory. Success to success. Victory to victory. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are blessed in your family. You are blessed in your body. You are blessed in your finances. You are blessed in your business. In your going out and in your coming in. In the name of Jesus. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. The hand of God rests upon you. You are blessed. You are lifted. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The blessings of the Lord will be in your life in abundance. But the anointing of the Holy Ghost will mantle you. In your going out and in your coming in. I pray that the Spirit of the living God will manifest himself in your life. Noon or night. Everywhere you go. I pray that you will experience health, divine health in your body. That you will walk in prosperity and victory. You are protected from the wind of evil, from the wind of violence, from the wind of destruction. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasted in noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. With your eyes shall you see, and behold the reward of the wicked, but thou shalt be exalted on high. Whatever you do shall prosper. God shall give you good ideas, good thoughts, good visions, and you shall have the ability to execute your plans. Your disappointments of the past shall be turned into testimonies. No sickness shall accompany you in this year. No disease shall fasten itself to your body. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I bless you with his presence. I bless you with his words. I bless you with the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If there is a woman here, or a couple here, and you've been praying and hoping to have children, I command that womb to open up in the name of Jesus. That you shall have a testimony this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless you. For you are the blessed of the Lord. No one can curse you. Therefore, I send you forth in the name of Jesus. from victory to victory, from glory to glory, sent forth by the anointing of God's Spirit. Yes, it shall be so, and you shall not be hindered, and every hindering force that steps in your path shall be crushed by the anointing. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. For thus said the Lord, you are the apple of my eye. Thus said the Lord, whosoever is against you is against me, said the Lord. Thus said the Lord, anyone that falls against this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall descend, it shall grind him to powder. You are blessed. Lift your hands and say, I receive. 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 Congratulations.
And now, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you.
Father in heaven, I thank you for the message. And through the preaching of the gospel, Samaria was brought to her knees. Unclean spirits came leaping. The people were bewitched by a sorcerer. And Jesus, there's some powers that need to be broken. That hold is too strong on certain individuals' lives. And in the name of Jesus, I come against strongholds. In the name of Jesus. Devil, I curse your power. I renounce you. I come against unclean spirits. I curse your power in the name that is above every name. Oh, devil, you going. You going. I command you, get out of here in Jesus' name. You turn God's property loose. The blood is over this place. The blood is at this altar. The conquering blood of the Son of God denounce you in Jesus' name. And I command these weird forces. I command these weird dreams. I command it at every Beosha. I command these weird moves to be broken. Jesus' name. I command every spell that the devil has tried to cast to be broken. Devil, in the name of Jesus, I break your spell by the power of the spoken word and the authority that is invested in me. I break this spell in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. His name is too powerful for you to stand under. I cast. I put the blood on every home that's represented here. Devil, the blood is over the door. You heard what I said. The devil, the blood is over the door. Loose your hold. He called over Behosha. Ho! Command you with your stuff, with your goofy dust. Command you with your slick oil, with your Cleopatra oil. With your come to me oil, with your jinkish oil, with your John the Conqueror, I curse, my God, your candles and your BBO shop burners and your incense boilers, I rebuke you. And I come against every stronghold, everything that's in every house here that don't represent you, that represent any old god. Whether it's a god on the other side of the world, God, make us conscious of it, that we can get it out of our house, that our house can be a house of prayer, that it can be a house of visitation. My God, a quiet and peaceful life. I curse strongholds in every home that's represented here. And I curse everyone that would be trying to send stuff. Amen. God, return it to sender. Return it to sender. Turn it back to them. Let the yoke be broken. Let the power of the wicked one be broken. In Jesus' name, every stronghold, I command it to be broken. Devil, I'm not asking you. You heard what I said. I stand against you. You lying deceiver. You snake in the grass. You enemy of righteousness. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The conquering blood of the Son of God is against you. I break the hope. I renounce depression. We renounce depression. We renounce strongholds. We renounce witchcraft. We renounce the powers of darkness. We renounce the mediums, the occult. We denounce every god that may be in the attic, in the trunk, that we don't know about. Lead us to it, that we can get rid of it for your glory. Don't let the devil have nothing to work on. I renounce spirits in my children, in my home. Cover my house with the blood. Every window, every door, from porch to ceiling to roof to basement, the garage, in my car, in the name of Jesus, I renounce the evil one. I renounce his hold. Devil, the blood is against you, the conquering blood. For this is my day to conquer and to overcome every one of these things. I refuse to let you depress me. I refuse to keep me perplexed. I refuse to let you have a field day in my house, in my car, in my body, in my bedroom. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Satan, I command you, leave my house, leave my bedroom, leave my marriage, in Jesus' name, leave my family. The blood is over the door. The blood is over my soul. The blood is over my house. I renounce you in Jesus' name. Now set yourself free and go to praising God.
Today we do honor the Lord, and I praise God for Holy Convocation 2012. Great is thy faithfulness. Psalm 66. Oh God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning. With thee thou changest not. Thy compassion, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever shall be summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, thy mercy and love, pardon for all my sins, peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hopes for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is your mercy toward me. Your loving kindness toward me. If you have Psalm 66, I want a little bit here, and I promise not to keep you
like
long.
Like preaching now. When children of Israel, they captured Cain after they got through Jericho and took a few cities. The Bible says that God had given them a word to totally destroy their enemies. But they got tired of the fight, and they felt like we've subdued them to the point that they're never going to bother us again. But what you don't understand is that the devil don't like you anyhow, and whatever victory you had, he's mad because you had it, and so you might as well go ahead and step on his neck and keep him where he belongs. Tired of the church becoming so compassionate with the devil. Tired of us making asinine statements like we just, you know, sometimes up and sometimes down. And God don't want everybody to be rich. And God don't want everybody to be healed. And God doesn't want everybody to be satisfied. The devil is a lie, because God does not run out. He's got enough for you and still have enough for me. I don't hear nobody talking to me. Tell your neighbor, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I'm changing my mind and I want more. As a matter of fact, say like our subject, say, neighbor, I want all of that. Oh, yes, yes. Tell somebody revelation, 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 revelation. When Peter and John, Lord have mercy, went to the hour of prayer, stepped into the temple and saw a man lame, they said, silver and gold have I none, but what I got is what you need. Oh, in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. Lord, have mercy. But somebody shout back at me, add. Look at your name and say, name. I'm talking revelation. Oh, yes. The people got tired of waiting in line for the apostles to physically lay their hands on them. Somebody got a revelation that said if the anointing is in them, then it gotta be in their shadow. And all I gotta do is catch the shadow. Shake your neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, I got a revelation. I'm getting ready to tell God. Cause I need all that. neighbor and say, neighbor, declare if you want to. It's all right. I ain't mad at you. But as for me and my house, I want all. Revelation said, I can't keep going from house to house. So why don't you cut up these handkerchiefs and lay them on sick. Lay them on sick folk and watch them get up. Cast the devil out with a cloth. I need somebody to get revelation here. Put those hands together and give God praise. Everybody stand to your feet. Mekorota bababa. Mekadala babasu. The anointing of God is in this room. Yokes are being destroyed. The limit is coming off of your thinking. You're getting ready to move into that wealthy place. Because what you discovered is that you're saved, you're sanctified, you got the Holy Ghost. You just allowed religion to stop you from believing God for everything. You started being, you know, God gave you 5 senses and he didn't want you to use one of them. Not one of them. When it comes to his word and who he is. He only wants you to use one, and that's faith. That's the only thing he wants you to use. Anything other than faith is what? It's sin. I feel the chains coming off. Now watch. I hope you got the whole message. You got to let him take you through the wilderness. Come here, Pastor McClurkin. He preached a powerful message here Monday. And let me tell you. He talked about how he lived in the basement of a prostitute's house. I didn't know it was a prostitute's house. He stayed in my house till it was time for him to get his own house. I didn't know it was a prostitute's house. I didn't send him there. He found that on his own. Hear what I'm saying? But when... Yeah, it wasn't like I knew some prostitutes that had a room. I don't know where you're from. Come on, Pastor. I'm still anointed. Listen to me now. What he didn't tell you was that when it came time for this 30-something-year-old man to get his first apartment, he called me. I don't know. I guess Cindy might have been with us. Was you with Ronald or something? We all went because it was a very eventful day. And he called and he said, Pastor, I want you to come and I want you to pray. Mm-hmm. I want you to see where I'm going. That's how committed and submitted he was. You got to understand it. He said, I want you to see where I'm going. I want you to pray. I want your blessings. So I said, all right. And we all went. When we stepped in the lobby, the lady came. And she said, Mr. McClurkin? Said, yes. And she said, hi. Okay, I'm going to show you a room. And I stopped. I said, ma'am, could you show us the penthouse? He looked at me and said, penthouse, I ain't got nobody. I said, shut up.
him? I said, ma'am, could you show us your penthouse? Well, let me go get the keys. Because she was prepared to take him in the lower level.
She came back with that key. We got on that elevator and went up to the 10th floor, walked out there, had a porch where you could view Southfield. You saw all the beautiful, saw the bathroom, the sunken living room, and oh, it was nice. And we walked through there, saw the bathrooms.
Oh! Somebody has been seeking divine direction. And if you're one of those that really want to know his will, I don't want to move in self, but I want to stand still until your will is clear to me. I want you to approach the altar with your hands up. The will of God is perfect will, is the only place for me. I don't even know the words of the song, but that's where I want to be. Don't matter what else is going on, I want to be in your will. Can you tell him, Lord, I want to be in your will. I don't want to be sidetracked by ambition. I don't want to go out on some kind of an imperfect calling because I trusted the person that told me. But I want to know your will. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. If you really want it, all you got to do is ask him. And he'll give you the direction you need. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, for your word. For your word. Can you thank him for your word tonight? For your word. Oh, for your word. For your word. Yeah, 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 yeah. For your word. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hey, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Whoa, thank you, Jesus. Come on and begin to praise him now. Praise him for his word. Hey, 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 hey. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you that you love me enough to send forth your word tonight. God, I don't want to make a mistake, but I want to do what you would have me to do. I want to be what you would have me to be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. I want to walk uprightly before you, walking according to your will, walking according to your word, and whatever your will is, I know it must be something that will serve your people. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I don't have to be the biggest. I don't have to be the greatest. I just want to be your servant. Yes, Lord. Yay! You told me in your word that if any lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. I'm asking tonight for a sense of direction that you will lead me and guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah, put me on the path. Keep me in the way. Carry me where you want me to go. Let me be what you want me to be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Whoa. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm yielding. to you tonight. I yield my will to your will. I yield my desires to your will. I yield my way to your way. Ah, you are my Lord. I'm your child. You are the potter. I'm only the clay. Mold me. Make me what you would have me to be. Yeah, yeah. I want to live for you. I want to walk with you. I want to let my light shine. Oh, Jesus. Help me now. Help me now. Give me your strength. Give me your power. Let me feel your anointing. Hallelujah. Let me have that joy. Hallelujah. That overflowing joy. Yes, yes, yes. Shine your light upon me tonight. If there's any evil way, take it out. I want to be like you. I want to be fit for the master's use. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! And now, Lord, while we're waiting before you, if there are any sick ones here, stretch forth your healing hand. Heal wounded spirits. Heal broken hearts. Heal broken spirits. Heal broken marriages. Heal broken families. Yay. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I need a touch from you. If you touch me, everything will be all right. Ah, yay. Somebody feel their life have been broken into pieces. Little, itty bitty, teeny pieces. But you are able to pick up the broken pieces and put us back together again. And when you put us back together, we'll be better than we've ever been. Ah, Jesus. Oh. Ah. Hey. Hallelujah. Heal us now. Deliver us now. Set us free now. Give us victory now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to feel your touch again. Do it. Woo. Hallelujah! 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 Woo! My. Ooh. As we get ready to go back to our seats, Lord, we'll never be the same again. I don't want to be the same again. I don't want to be a question mark, but I want to know what your will is for my life. I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to get in a hurry. I'm not going to make a shipwreck. But I'm going to wait on you, because you told me even the youth shall faint and be weary. Young men shall utterly fall. Oh, may they wait. Oh, may they wait. Ah, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We're waiting for another touch. We're waiting for another uplift. We're waiting for renewed strength. Thank you. Now, Lord, if we go back.
To say in this meeting, we acknowledge Mother Boyd today. Come on, put your hands together for Mother Boyd. Amen. But I just got to. This would not be enough for me as a beginning and a history-making event if this person that I so admire and so love him for the God that is in his life, I want him to get an opportunity. He got to say something. I felt in my spirit at about 5 o'clock this morning. I said, he can't come all the way this way. and don't get an opportunity to say nothing. Pastor Collins, you know you got to say something in this building. You got to say something in here. And I'm telling you, y'all don't know how the Lord has used this man from Indiana, but I want y'all to put your hands together for Pastor Collins. Come on, that's my guess. I said, put your hands together for him.
Yo!
I always get my holly in where I go. And I'm thankful to be here at this great meeting. Glad to be here and glad for all of the pastors and ministers that have helped be a help to this meeting and the support. When I think about what God is trying to do for us in this last time, the Bible said that when Samuel had invited Saul to the feast, he came there one way looking for something and left a different way. Samuel told Saul, there has been a portion appointed for you. It was the shoulder because he blessed the feast. He was a prophet. And Saul didn't know by appointment he was meant to be a king. Whether you realize it or not, you're here because of a divine appointment. And the Bible said he made us to be kings and priests to our God. He told him that when he turned from him that day, he would have another heart. He would not have the heart of a timid and a person that's full of doubt and fear. He would be changed to be bold as a lion. He said, I'm going to tell you all that's in your heart. I want you to know that God got Federal Express. He got Postal Express. Overnight, change you from a vile, hateful, jealous, mean, cantankerous, evil, vindictive person into a brand new, born again, changed, powerful, bold as a lion saint. When he turned from Saul, from Samuel that day, he had another heart. So, I want you to know today, when you turn from the prophetess, when the real word get a hold of you, it'll change you from glory to glory. Now the first glory is the law, because it showed up what sin was. But the second glory, which is the New Testament, changes you into the new heart. The first glory showed you that you was ragged and undone, sinful, shouting, dancing, boyfriending.
Okay.
Come on now. From being Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, from being the Incredible Hulk. See, that's the first glory. The first glory show you up for what you are. But the glory that he was talking about when he said from glory to glory means you are changed. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Come on, church. When Saul turned away from Samuel, He was changed. And they saw the spirit of prophecy come on Saul. The gifts turned on. Saul was another man. He had the anointing for a king. Do you know we got to go back to our cities with an anointing of kingship, dominance, power, authority? No. I got to close with this. When you in the presence of the right people, you gonna change. You gonna change. It's time for you to be the head and not the tail. It's time for you to chase the devil instead of running from it. It's time for you to drive him out your house. Come on now. I don't know about you. It's time to sing that song, I ain't giving up no ground. In fact, it's time for you and I to say, let's go down to the enemy camp. Head back.
New hair is alive and it got to die.
refrigerator, messes and cold cuts, and TV dinners. No wonder the church got a bellyache
and full of gas.
Call Jack Frost, pastor. See that mother right there? She let us know you can't have your icebox message. She whooped us till we got hot. Come on now. Somebody got to style you with something hot. Somebody got to have a word that's got chemicals that'll kill sin in your flesh. Come on now. It's time out for false holiness. Prophet Bynum didn't know God told me the same thing before I come here. Counterfeit. You don't know how saved you is until you test it. Your line hook of a sign nine, high nine, nine, nine. Don't mean a thing if it can't stand the test. Come on now. You don't want to just put on an act. I told somebody, Hollywood is looking in the wrong place for actors. Come over to the church. They full of actors. They act like they're happy. And mean as a junkyard dog. Come on now. You want some on the inside that don't change. You want some on the inside that won't back down. That'll stand up for the truth against their mama's mama's granddaddy. I got a close. I had to go to Kalamazoo, and I had to present Bishop Sack. And I didn't know the Lord was going to give this, but the Holy Ghost said, ninth inning, bases loaded, devil pitching, death hind catcher. Ezekiel got on because his prophecy was true. He got a hit. Isaiah got on. He got a hit. Abraham got on. He got a hit. Bases loaded. Righteous people. But they couldn't come home. They couldn't come home because the devil was pitching in the cleanup man. The cleanup man in holiness is Jesus. He came to the plate, and the devil pitched. He got the first one back, second one back. But when he thought he had the third pitch back, somebody say, it's going, it's going, it's going, it's gone. It's a grand slam. He knocks it out the park. He knocks it out the park. Now all of us can come home because he knocked it out the park. We can go around the bases. We can touch everything that God wants us to have. We can be what God wants us to be. Because Jesus hit a grand slam. We all can go home.
Jose and Benna. What I love about this song is that it causes your heart to think about God. When you think about the things He's done for you and how far He's actually brought you. Look outside the window, I see your goodness, Lord. The splendor of your majesty is evident to me. It causes me to live victorious through the storms. Oh, your faithfulness is more than enough for me. As I go to my wilderness, sometimes I almost break. My spirit fails me, but your hand is there to hold me, Lord. I have learned to trust in you. How I love to know your ways. Oh, your faithfulness is enough for me. So I seek your face today, for my soul thirsts for you. I have learned to depend on you. You never fail, you never forsake. If I ever forget this one thing, I'll always know your faithfulness is enough for me.
Ever
All the people that want to fight Christianity, this song is dedicated to you.
Run it! Silver and gold have I not, but I got God, and I will give him all to you. Enough love!
All I got is love, 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 love. Got God is love, all I got is love, 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 love. And blessings from above, all I got is love. Love for you, love for you. Be all of them that criticize me. All I got is love for you, love for you. It's only love I got within me. Cause I'm a Christian. Love for them, they want to keep me down. They want to steal me joy, cause them don't have none. A Christian, they trying to hold me back. I am a Christian, I say me very proud of that. I'm a Christian. Love for them, they want to keep me down. They want to steal me joy, cause them don't have none. A Christian, they trying to hold me back. I am a Christian, I say me real proud of that. But every day them see me singing and rejoicing. Them getting vexed because them can't stop the blessing. So all of them are flat, they want make me flop. So take away the joy that make God true. I got to check myself the place where I'm walking. Be careful with the friends that I'm keeping. The things that I do, anywhere that I go. Remember what Jesus said, and that is love, love.
Thank you.
Tonight was definitely a powerful night. We just thank God for all of the messages that went forth, the prayers that were played, everything that was played on tonight. We just thank God it was for the now. And we just thanking God for his many, many blessings and how he's continuing to move by his spirit. And we just thank you all that tuned in on tonight. We just want to say God bless you all. We're going to be on tomorrow, you know, on Sundays. We normally have links posted up where we broadcast live from the ministry of the Hattons, Bishop Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Hatton. But also I'm going to do something different in the morning. I'm going to come on two times. It's going to be one from their church, and I'm going to be on early morning, which will be 10 o'clock Ghana time, a.m., and it will be 11 a.m. Nigeria and UK time, and then 12 noon Zambia and Italy time, and then it will be 1 p.m. We will have 1 p.m. Kenya and Uganda and Tanzania on tomorrow. We just thank God. Links will be posted, and so we just encourage you all to just listen back in on tomorrow morning, and also to the broadcast that will be from the church live as well. So we just want to say God bless you all. We love you. And right now we're going to end it off with our brother Ernest Darko in some praise medley on tonight. And we just want to say God bless you.
Unto the Lord be the glory.
the power of God. I am kept by the power of God.
More. Take it.